Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hard to believe it's not Friday.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thursday. Greatest day of the week.
That's right. You love Thursday. Forgot about that.
Full of hope. And
yeah. Well, Bob's Movie Club coming up.
And Bob's Movie Club.
Yeah.
Everybody did their homework.
I sure did.
I watched it last night.
I crammed last night too.
Don't say what you think.
I'm not going to say what I think. It's a movie I've
she'll
seen
get mad.
A
she'll
times.
Have to punish you. She'll get mad at you.
Oh, oh my God.
I'll take that. What do I get? Whip?
I don't know if you get to ask for what you get.
Oh.
Usually someone just tells you.
Yeah, hey, I have questions about that movie. A lot of them, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had definitely seen that movie before. And there were things from it that had stuck with me all these years.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I definitely have thoughts on it too.
A few minutes away.
Yep, just a few minutes away.
Yesterday, as I was driving home, I was actually LOLing.
Oh, lol.
Yeah. I'm a germaphobe.
Yes.
It's widely known.
Yes.
I will carry my own bedding places.
Yes.
I go.
Yeah.
And what that means usually is that I bring a lot less clothes. Mm-hmm. Anywhere I go, I have to, you know.
Can I?
These jeans are, yeah. May you what?
You're a bit of a selective germaphobe, though, I've noticed over the years. I mean, you're also the guy who will sit on the floor anywhere, including elevators.
It's true. I
under
trust
the tip,
floor
right?
more than a hotel bed. That's for darn sure. But, that's, but.
I get it, though. Beds are, that's where people do stuff.
And where I lay my head and face, and there's no rest there for me. That's all I can tell you.
So you bring, okay. You know what?
It's just a joy to go on a vacation with, aren't you,
Ben?
You know what? I am a joy to go on vacation with. I am fun. I have fun. I just need to have my own stuff so I can get some rest without being like, I wonder what happened right here. I got to move. Oh, this spot probably too. Jesus Christ. Yes, Maddie, your hand is up.
So when you go to a hotel, do you strip the bed?
Yeah.
What if you see the mattress is like disgusting?
Oh, I don't take the, no. I strip the duvet or the comforter off to the all the way to the end.
Okay.
I throw my blanket beneath me on top of the sheets.
Okay.
And then I have another blankie on top of me.
Okay. So no, you don't take sheets, you take blankets.
Yeah.
So you must have no room left for clothes.
And
I just told you.
Don't forget about
the
pillow.
Oh, you take the pillow. You don't just take the pillowcase.
No. I have a little teeny, like, it doesn't matter. The point is, I've got some phobia around germs.
Yeah. Please, no one ever buy him a black light for Christmas or his birthday
Thank
or
you.
Anything.
Don't. Yeah, you're
I've
right.
I've considered it, you know.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
Anyway, my point is, I had a good laugh. As Bob outphobes me, because I paid her with cash, some money I owed her. I'm like,
I thought about that yesterday, too.
It's really the whole story, and it wasn't just Bob. The story was, you know, young people think cash, actual money,
is cringe.
Is for losers.
For criminals. For drug dealers.
Oh, that's funny.
So
have you never waited tables?
I have made cash tips.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But
that's mysterious.
Yeah, that was mysterious. Maybe you should ask her a question or two.
When I worked at the coffee shop, like even just last year.
Okay. All right.
We got cash.
Cash tips.
And I would give it to my pilot friend who has to tip people in ones at the airport.
And he would give you or she would give you
buy me drinks at the bar like he normally does.
Oh, so you weren't like living off your tips there?
No, because most tips these days are credit card tips.
Ah, that's right. True. Yeah,
so it was
yeah.
like an extra like $15 or something like that.
Mm.
Nothing serious.
It is true. Like there is just less cash around.
Question for Bob.
Oh. Mm.
If I walked up to you and said, I will give you $900 paid Venmo or $1,000 in cash, which would you take?
That's a good question.
That's a solid question.
The $1,000 in cash.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm
all
just.
All right. Great. Well, now
so
we know.
So you're not that.
She'll do anything for $100.
$100 is worth it. Okay.
This is the story. So I owed Bob and I did a partner costume for Halloween, and she secured my costume for me. And I'm grateful.
She did the legwork.
Yeah. And I'm grateful. Absolutely. And we had fun, and I dressed up, and I got to participate with the show.
I watched that video yesterday 10 times. John was like, play it again, play it again.
I saw that you liked it. I was like, ooh, Clarky Clark.
Yeah.
On the IG.
So I was looking. I don't know. You had told me about something that had been posted. I wanted to see that. And then I started scrolling down through like all our reels and stuff, and I found, I'm like, oh, this one, because I had seen it before. I go, you got to look at this. And John's like, Vinny's the most unattractive woman I've ever seen in my life. And we kept playing it over and over.
I think somebody actually commented that too.
I do have a beak on me.
It wasn't
it's
that.
It's not delicate.
It was your legs, I think.
Oh.
He really felt like you didn't have good girl legs.
Well, I don't stand in a delicate way, that's for sure.
No, you definitely. That video is so funny. It's the two of you doing the Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan roles from the original, right? From the original Freaky Friday. And it's, I don't know, you'd have to scroll down on the Alice973 Instagram. But it is so funny. Even just the way that it starts with Bob, like really close to the camera. And then she backs off. And then now Vinny's in the thing too. And he's just rocking out and Looking cool. I mean, if you weren't in a dress and a wig, you'd look cooler, but you do look pretty relaxed with a guitar with an axe in your arms.
Yeah. Well,
there's a longer version of that video.
Is there?
That I showed to Susan, but he agreed with me that I should cut it down. It was the version that you made it into, Sarah.
Oh.
But I had to cut it because Vinny goes so crazy with the guitar that his dress flies up and you see his belly.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't know if that's brand safe.
Oh.
I mean, his rock hard abs.
How did his rock hard abs look?
They looked perfectly fine. Beautiful.
There's no stunning rock hard abs
but
anymore.
But I was like, okay. Maybe not.
You don't want to break the internet, okay? Yeah. Like, that would have broken the internet.
You know what's funny?
I think we should put it up.
I was showing old pictures to my kids because they wanted to see me with the long hair. And then they saw this other picture. They go, oh, my God, Dad's got abs. And I'm like, yeah. And you did this to me. You did this. Mm. This thing? This is my dad bod.
Do it to yourself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, that's back true. To my story, because right. we're way off the path now.
You were driving home.
I'm right, just trying to say, so I appreciate Bob's efforts on my behalf so much. It made, I'm grateful, and I made a point of paying her immediately.
Yes.
We've all loaned somebody money or had someone owe us money, and they walk right mother bleeping past us without saying a word, and you're like, okay, I guess I'll wait. I don't want to. And then a day passes and two or whatever. And I don't like that. I've had it happen to me, and I walked right in
loaning
Monday
money
morning.
Is a weird thing.
And handed her the money. And to hear that she is not only disgusted by cash, but then she goes, and some of it was ones. I'm like, what the is the difference? What just happened? Yeah. I don't understand.
Actually, I love handling money.
I mean, I used to run a retail store. Yeah. I count it out at the end of
do
every
your
night.
Bank
always.
And, right, sure. And I love gambling and stuff too. So I love when I like pull out a crisp hundo or a door two and
I
put it down. Like, break
all
that
the
up
kids
for me.
That worked for me, I made them face the money. Like, you handle money with respect. You face the money. You put the money, like, your cash register needs to look like you understand. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This thing right here in the middle of the desk, the whole point.
Mm. Let's fill this up so I can count it out later.
Singles and ones. I'm like, what the?
She doesn't strike me as like a phobia person either. Like the whole, like, I was ooged out by handling cash was.
We all have our, we're joking about me being situational, but we all have those situational things where it's like, I'll do this, but not that.
Do you not carry emergency cash? What if like the electricity goes down and no one can take your credit card? Or
when I go out, I have like a $10 bill in my back pocket, but.
So that will buy you nothing.
Cover. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, for a cover charge?
Yeah.
In case you need 10 bucks for a cover charge?
They don't take Venmo, which they always do.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
It shows how long it's been since I've been out to a club or anything. Because I'm like, oh, they take Venmo? That's
that's convenient.
Oh.
It's a weird thing, though. Like, I mean, I would never leave the house without cash. I have two $100 bills. Hit me up, Gino, if you can find me. I'm running fast. I'm like a ninja. I have two $100 bills with me at all times because I don't know if some disaster is going to hit and I'm going to need to pay someone to boat me back to Marin. Please let that not happen. Just saying it out loud makes it not happen. Knock on wood.
I always get $200 out when I go fly somewhere.
Yeah.
Like when I go home, anything I do, I get $200 out, put in my wallet. But invariably, I have that $200 for a long time because
I've had
the
same
cash.
$100 right. bills in my wallet for, I think, for years.
Well, that's exactly my point. You don't need that.
I do, though. What if I do need it? And then I, pay someone to drive me somewhere, and there's my phone's dead. I just feel like there's too many possibilities.
You know what,
that's a
Bob,
good superstition.
I want to mark the tape here so that if we're lucky enough to all be together when she has a kid and starts thinking about all the disasters that can happen, sure, the attitude just changes. It just does. I have to be prepared, not just for myself, but for others, and it changes your whole thought process. I used to walk out of the house with my pants in my hand. I didn't even like
get dressed in the car.
I'll live.
I don't have time to put these on. I'm just gonna go.
I don't have. What do you mean preparation? I don't have any of that. But I, you change and you start to go. You know what? It's important. I've got to have them covered and me.
She will though. She'll put money in their Apple Cash. My kids never wanted any cash either. I mean, it's not, they certainly do not have the visceral, I cannot touch that reaction that Bob had.
I didn't
say
I couldn't touch it.
Whatever. Well, I mean.
Continue.
It didn't matter to them.
I didn't say, she did touch it.
Had phones. I didn't realize, though, at the time, I should have been watching her hand. She might have been like, ah.
It smells so good. Strong.
Yeah, I agree. I can't believe the smell.
I love the smell of money. Maybe just because I love money.
Is it
so
the
much.
Smell of money that you're smelling, or is it you? Is it like a foul
well,
smell
like
to you?
A fresh $100 bill doesn't smell the same way.
Oh, you're saying you don't like handled circulated money.
Yeah.
Yeah, ones and tens always look a little more beat up
sure.
than like a fresh new 20 or a fresh hundy.
Well, we know not what not to get Bob for Christmas.
Cash?
Yeah. Yeah. Cash for you, lady.
Yeah. Is that what you want for Christmas? Just some cash?
Always.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Cash is king.
I've actually bought all of you guys your presents already.
Oh my God, yeah. You're so good and at life. It's
I was going to ask if we could, if we wanted to do a Secret Santa this year.
No, let's not do that. And you guys don't have to get me anything. I seriously, the things that I got you are specific things that throughout this past, however long it's been since Bob started here, which I don't even know. Are we at a year? I have no idea.
Like almost 8 months.
So, oh. But something came up and I'm like, I'm getting her that. And then there's something that that Vinny that came up. I'm like, I'm getting him that.
Mm. I have a really good idea for Vinny.
I go to Bob, I'm like, I might just give Maddie cash because I feel like Maddie would appreciate cash.
I'm much better with cash, yes.
That's what I thought.
That's the best present to open.
Oh, look, cash.
I can buy what I want.
Exactly. Or just keep it as security money in my wallet.
That'll be my travel cash.
All right, you got final thoughts on this? I'm going to.
Oh, yeah, we got to get going.
I got no.
KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Minnie Ellis' morning show. Bob's Movie Club coming up right after this song.
What?
Wake up! Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.